What we're celebrating today is not so much the completion of our task, but the renewal of our hope. Not so much an ending, but a fresh beginning. Let us celebrate the renewal and patriation of our Constitution. But let us put our faith first and foremost in the people of Canada, who will breathe life into it.
Pierre Elliott Trudeau speaking at the Patriation Ceremony for Canada's Constitution. On that day, in 1982, the Queen signed the official proclamation that put the country's new constitution into effect, including the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Trudeau spoke of Canadians breathing life into the document, but in reality, most Canadians don't know much about it at all. Adam Dodek is hoping to change that with his new book, The Canadian Constitution. He's a law prof at the University of Ottawa. He's with me now in studio. Hi there.
Hello. Thank you.
So you normally teach law students. What made you decide to write a book for the non-experts?
Well, I wanted to put the text of the Constitution in the hands of as many Canadians as possible. I think that Canadians support the idea of our Constitution in the abstract, but don't have a lot of knowledge about what's actually in our Constitution. And I'm trying to give it to them and to explain to them that our Constitution is not dull or boring, but is something that they should celebrate and hopefully find interesting.
But who are those people, you think, who, you know, are not interested enough to already go and find out about it, but want to go buy a book called, you know, The Canadian Constitution?
Well, since there is no other book that actually has the text of the Constitution, except one that was published by the government, and I discovered was out of print for at least 6 months. And
is that right?
Yeah. And I was teaching a course on the Constitution at the time. I made the students buy the book, and nobody could buy it. And I was the only one that discovered that. So that was one of the things that motivated me to write this book.
All right. Why do you think Canadians are so different from Americans in their interest in our Constitution?
Well, I think you're right that Americans have this attachment to their Constitution that is sort of, it's almost religious in nature. Mm. And they can quote to you chapter and verse about the Fourth Amendment or the Fifth Amendment,
yeah,
the right to a jury trial or the right to bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
I think we take many things for granted in this country. And one of them is our Constitution. And we take for granted the rights and freedoms that we enjoy as Canadian citizens. And so I think that Canadians will be interested in learning a little bit about that and learning some of the interesting stories about our Constitution and about the Supreme Court of Canada.
Have you always been interested?
No, actually, as a kid, I think I was very much like many Canadians and didn't learn a lot about our history and thought our history was sort of dull and boring compared to, you know, the war and the revolution in the United States or in other countries. But it was really in university as a political science student at McGill that I fell in love with the Constitution, as it would be.
What did you fall in love with, though? Like, what is it about it that really draws you in?
It explains in a certain way why we are such a great country and why things work in this country. And, you know, our Constitution is the envy of countries around the world. What I've discovered in work that I've done over my career, I started my career clerking at the Supreme Court of Israel. Mm-hmm. And I got that job because they were interested in the Canadian Constitution. And then I learned that countries like South Africa and New Zealand and Sri Lanka and Hong Kong are all incredibly interested in our Charter of Rights and Freedoms and have studied it, bring Canadians in to tell them about it, and have modeled their constitutions on ours. So those other countries have realized that we've got something good going here, and I think Canadians are surprised to hear that.
But what have we got that's so good? What is it that they fall in love with?
Well, I think that we've found a way to balance the rights of the individual against the rights of society in a modern and multicultural society that, you know, if you look at the troubles and the violence around the world, that's something that is not easily done.
There's a section in the book called Interesting Facts.
Yes.
About the Constitution.
Yes.
What are your favorite stories here?
Well, some of my favorite stories, one of them is about the rumor that the Supreme Court of Canada was actually used as a hideout for Igor Gazenko, the Russian cipher who defected to Canada in 1945 and is credited with almost, you know, starting the Cold War. And so I've been told from reliable sources, as they would say in your business, that he was hidden out at the Supreme Court of Canada in 1945 when the building was controlled by the Department of National Defense before it was turned over to the judges. And so this idea that our, you know, that the Supreme Court, which people might think is, you know, this beautiful but not that exciting building here in Ottawa on Wellington Street, was the site of major Cold War intrigue is one of the more fun things that I learned in the course of writing this book.
What about in the Constitution itself? Is there something fun that's, that somebody wouldn't have realized is there?
Well, you know, when I always ask students or when I would ask people, you know, who's the most powerful person in government? People usually automatically would say the prime minister. Right? We talk about how much power the prime minister has. And then people are surprised that the prime minister doesn't actually appear in the text of our original Constitution in 1867. And then in 1982, when Trudeau patriated the Constitution and added the Charter of Rights and Freedoms in the clip that that you played, there's very little said about the prime minister, which sort of gets to the need to understand both what's in the Constitution and how it's actually lived. And in that way, the Constitution might be similar to, you know, the rules of baseball or hockey. You can read the rule book, and that's important to see what's there, but you have to really understand how it's lived in order to understand how that society really works.
Before I let you go, there's been controversy around the Constitution over the last few weeks. There's this new book alleging that former Chief Justice Borlaskin interfered in the process that led to the repatriation in 1982, providing information to Canadian and British governments. What do you make of that controversy?
Well, I think it's unfortunate that there are very serious allegations that are being labeled against Chief Justice Borlaskin, who, of course, is deceased and died in 1984. And some of the other major players in the allegations are also deceased or unable to speak to the issue. So these are very serious allegations of impropriety that are being leveled against the former Chief Justice of our country, and there's really no way to get to the bottom of it. So I think it's something that probably most Canadians are not interested in. I think most Canadians would be more interested in what's going on in their day-to-day lives. The one last thing I want to leave you about Borlaskin that I talk about in the book is that people might be surprised to know that his nickname was not Lawboy Laskin or something like that, but it was Home Run Laskin because he hit the longest home run in the history of what was then Fort Arthur, which is now Thunder Bay. So he was a great baseball player, and he was actually recruited to play Major League Baseball, but his mother wouldn't let him play baseball, wanted him to be a lawyer instead.
Just one of the tidbits in the Canadian Constitution, new book by Adam Dodek. Adam, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Adam Dodek, the author of The Canadian Constitution, published by Dundurn Press.